Back home here, researchers in Galway are looking for volunteers to take part in a nationwide hedgehog survey. It's the second such survey. Last year, more than 2,000 hedgehog sightings were reported across the island. Let's talk to Elena Sullivan, who's a researcher in zoology with NUI Galway. Very good afternoon, Elena, and thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. The hedgehog population here is in decline. It's under threat.
Well, we're not sure yet because we don't we haven't really done any hedgehog surveys in Ireland before, so we're not 100% sure what the numbers are like. Mm-hmm. But we do know that in Britain and in the continent that the numbers have gone steeply in decline in the last couple of decades. So that's why we want to do this survey now to see what's happening with the Irish hedgehogs.
It's built on a similar survey that, as I said, you carried out last year, but this would be a bit more sophisticated and you hope a bit more accurate?
Yes, because last year, of course, with the pandemic and everything that was going on, we couldn't really do meet with people and get out and do surveys. So what we asked people to do was to just record sightings on the Biodiversity Ireland website, so live or dead hedgehogs. And we had a massive response to that. People love hedgehogs. But this year, what we would like to do is to build on that. So people can still, of course, record just any records of hedgehogs that they see. But we would like to ask people to get involved and do an actual survey for hedgehogs. So this would involve taking like a kilometre square area somewhere that suits them and putting out these little footprint tunnels. So you put out 10 footprint tunnels and monitor them for 5 nights. And the hedgehogs would go in them, you'd put a bit of food in them, and then they would leave footprints in them on the way out. So that's how we can tell whether or not they're there.
Yeah, and I think your website shows people how to do that, how that all works, how it's set up.
Absolutely. So we'll have, at the moment, what we're asking to do is for people to get in touch with me and let me know that they'd like to do the survey. And then we will be arranging training workshops and I will send out all the information and we'll arrange to get the equipment out to people as well so that they can do the surveys themselves. But all the information will be on the website. Yeah.
And what about the kind of food that attracts them? What do they like to eat?
Hedgehogs, they're insectivores. So in the wild, they eat, you know, beetles and caterpillars and worms and slugs and snails, any kind of invertebrates. And they'll also take a little bit of carrion or even fruit and stuff if they can find it. But if you have hedgehogs coming to your garden and you wanted to give them a little boost or a treat, dog food or cat food, actually cat food is probably the best thing to give them. Maybe not the fishy stuff, but they like wet stuff, or they like the little dry little small nuggets are good for them as well. Yes. Not milk or bread. A lot of people long ago we used to give them milk and bread, but
not
good for them, no.
And just finally, what are you hoping to do when the information starts to come in? What use are you hoping to put to it?
Well, firstly, I suppose we'd like to just kind of confirm the distribution of hedgehogs nationally, so that our information is up to the minute. And then what we'd like to do is see what kind of habitats where the hedgehogs are living and where they're not living and what kind of numbers they're living in different kinds of habitats then. So then we'd be able to hopefully generate some sort of an idea of what the hedgehog numbers in Ireland are like.
All right, very good. Well, look, it's very interesting. And your website, for people who want to find out more, is, if you can?
Is IrishHedgehogSurvey.com.
Okay, and we'll put that up on our social media as well. Elena Sullivan from NUI Galway, thanks for that.